All right, welcome in. This is the advanced workflow lesson on tagging one-shots by Mood for Old School Drum and Bass Vibes in Ableton Live. If you already have folders like kick, snare, hat, cool, but that's not enough when you're actually writing jungle at speed. What you really need is a system that answers a different question, fast. How does this hit feel in the mix at 170 in the pocket against a break? Because old school D-den bead isn't polite. It's pocket, impact, attitude, texture and contrast. And mood tagging is how you get that on demand. Here's what we're building today. A mood-based structure for your one-shots, an Ableton test bench loop, so you can judge sounds in real context, an audition channel strip that standardizes how you hear everything, and a tagging rubric, so your library becomes playable, not just organized. Let's start with the most important part. Context. Step 1. Build a D-den-B context loop for auditioning. Create a brand new live set. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. If you're more jungle-leaning, 165 is fine, but 170 keeps it honest for modern D-den-B pacing. Now create 3 tracks. Think of these like a lab environment. Track A is your break bed. Track B is your sub or bass bed. Track C is your top bed, like hats or shakers. On the break bed, drop in one trusted classic break. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you know like a best friend. Warp it quickly with Complex Pro just to get going. Later, if you want tighter transients, you can switch to beats mode, but don't get lost in warping right now. Make an 8-bar loop that feels neutral but still vibey. Not too crazy, not too empty. On the bass bed, use Operator. Keep it simple because this is not the bass line you're marrying. It's a reference tone. Oscillator is a sign. Add a little second harmonic with Osc B. Very low, like minus 18 dB, sine or triangle. Then put an auto filter after it, 24 dB low pass, cut off somewhere around 90 to 140 HE. Make a rolling 2-bar MIDI phrase. Minimal. You want a stable low end that tells you if your kicks and snares are fighting the foundation. On the top bed, a clean closed hat pattern, maybe a shaker. Keep it light. This track is basically your brightness and space detector. If a hat is airy, you'll hear if it collides. If a snare is harsh, it'll show up immediately. Big idea, you do not tag in isolation. You tag in context, because the only good snare is the one that wins in the pocket. Step 2. Define your mood taxonomy. This is where people either get it right and fly or overcomplicate it and build a museum instead of a workflow. Keep the moods tied to mix decisions. Here is a battle-tested old-school set you can steal. For kicks, tight, short, punchy. Fast decay, perfect when you're chopping breaks and you don't want low-end spear. Rude, aggressive click and mid-punch. It cuts through distortion, resembling heavy buses. Dusty, saturated, vinyl-ish, often a bit low-passed up top. Sub-B, longer tail, more weight. Useful when the break is thin and you want the kick to carry the room. For snares, prack, bright transient, short body. Great for two-step and techie jungle. Dirt, noisy, crunchy, bitty. That true 90s grit, ringy. Tonal ring or pitch tail. Classic jungle snap, but it can get annoying if uncontrolled. Pop. Mid-forward smack that rolls under breaks nicely. For hats and tops. Crisp. Clean transient. Not necessarily modern. Just clean. Shuffly. Groove focused. Feels like swing. Ghosts. Movement. Airy. High band energy. Often wide. More open. Noisy. Vinyl and texture hats that glue with dusty breaks. For percussion. Tribal. Toms. Congas. Jungle roll energy. Metal, rides, clangs, industrial punctuation, foley, found sound clicks, textures for movement. That's enough. You can always add one or two custom moods later, but if you need a spreadsheet to choose a hat, the system has already failed. Step 3. Create an audition channel strip in Ableton using stock devices. This is a huge pro move because you're standardizing your listening lens. You're not trying to process the samples. You're trying to hear every sample through the same honest filter so your tags mean something. Make an audio track called One Shot Audition. Put this chain on it. First, utility, start the gain at minus 6 dB. This is ear fatigue prevention and it stops the classic mistake. Louder equals better. If you want, map mono to a control so you can mono check instantly. Next, EQ 8. Add a high pass filter around 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope. That's just cleaning useless sub rumble from your monitoring chain. Optionally, if your room tends to lie to you in the low mids, you can do a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz, but hear me, do not bake that into the sample. This is audition only. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Crunch from 0 to maybe 10 if you're judging dusty vibes. Keep boom off for general auditioning, because Boom can trick you into thinking the kick is better than it is. If you're specifically tagging Subby, you can use a tiny bit of Boom around 50 to 70 HZ, but be disciplined. Then set transients up, something like plus 5 to plus 20, especially when you're evaluating tight kicks or crack snares. After that, saturator, soft sine or analog clip, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This is key for old school because a lot of that energy is does this hit take saturation well. Some samples fold beautifully, others turn into brittle pain. Your tags should reflect that reality. Finally, a limiter with a ceiling at minus 1 dB. No extra gain, it's just safety. Again, we're not printing this chain. We're keeping the originals clean. The point is consistency. Step 4. Build a tagging rack that gives you instant DNB context. Fast method first. Create a MIDI track called Tagging Rack and drop a drum rack onto it. Put your candidate one shot on a pad. For kicks, maybe C1. For snares, D1. Then make 3 MIDI clips that represent real usage, not theory. Clip 1 is 2-step. Kick on 1 and the end of 3, snare on 2 and 4. Clip 2 is Jungle Ghosts, same backbeat, but add low-velocity ghost snares leading into 2 and 4. Clip 3 is a roller, syncopated kick pattern plus a ghost hat pattern. Loop each clip 2 to 4 bars. Now you can hot swap the one shot and judge it immediately. Does it punch? Does it smear? Does it fight the break transient? Does it fill the wrong frequency space? Pro method, add velocity layers or chain versions. For snare pad, add 2 chains. Chain 1 is raw. Chain 2 is processed, like a dusty version with an auto filter low pass, a little saturator, maybe a touch of redux. Use chain selector or velocity ranges so you can instantly compare clean versus rude. This makes tagging faster because you're not guessing what it could be. You're hearing it. Step 5. Use a consistent tagging rubric. Here's the rubric. Mood, roll, texture, intensity. Mood is your main vibe label. Crack, dirt, tight, dusty, whatever. Roll is what it does in a stack. Attack, body, noise. This is massive for DNB layering because it turns stacking into a simple selection process. One from attack, one from body, one from noise, done. Texture is the character, like bright, final, noisy, wood, metal, and intensity is a 1 to 10 scale. Examples would sound like snare, crack, bright, intensity 8, kick, dusty, final, intensity 5, hat, shuffly, noisy, intensity 6, perk, tribal, wood, intensity 4. Intensity is one of those things you don't appreciate until arrangement day. When you want the drop to lift without rewriting patterns, intensity tagging is a cheat code. Now let's bring in a couple advanced coach checks that separate organized from usable. Truth check number 1. Mono at low volume. Hit utility mono, turn your monitors down. If the vibe vanishes, it was probably wide hype, not core pocket. Tag it as wide or treat it as a layer, not a foundation. Truth check number 2. One trusted reference break. Pick one break, like Amen or Think, and always test against it. If a snare constantly fights the break transient, don't force it. Tag it as layer only. That way later, you don't waste 20 minutes wondering why it won't sit. You already told yourself the truth. Now a really advanced tagging concept. Tag pocket behavior, not just tone. Two snares can both be crack, but one feels like it pushes the groove and one feels laid back and heavy. Use micro tags like push and laid. Quick test. In simpler, nudge the sample start earlier by 1 to 3 milliseconds. If it suddenly locks, that snare is probably laid by nature. If it already reads urgent and forward, it's push. This is the kind of tag that makes your grooves feel intentional. Also add a mix cost flag, because your future self will thank you. Easy means it drops in and basically works. Fix means it needs during, ick, transient shaping, something. Some one-shots are incredible but expensive. You don't want to accidentally choose a fixed snare when you're on a deadline. And standardize tail length categories for 170 BPM reality. XS, S, M, L. Ticks and clicks are XS. Tight no smear is S. Normal is M. Musical but dangerous is L. Long tails can be gorgeous, but they can wreck fast break edits. Don't guess. Label it. Step 6. Apply the tags in Ableton with a hybrid approach. Ableton's browser is solid, but it's not a full asset management system, so we're combining a few methods. Method 1. Folder structure and naming. Most reliable. Make a folder called something like DNB One Shots Mood. Inside, split by instrument, then mood. Kicks tight, rude, dusty, subby, and so on. Name files like SN Crack Bright 170 Friendly 08, KD Dusty Vinyl 05. HH Shuffly Noisy 06. The 170 friendly tag is underrated. It basically means the transient and tail behave at fast tempo. If something is beautiful at 120 but turns into mush at 170, don't pretend it's universal. Method 2. Ableton Collections. Use colored labels for instant access. Red for rude, yellow for tight, blue for dusty, green for airy, purple for tribal or weird. Then you can grab those sounds from anywhere without hunting through folders. Method 3. Save mood packs as drum racks. This is the speed king. Make a rack called something like Old School Snares Crack Rack or Jungle Kicks Dusty Rack. Inside, map 8 to 16 curated samples across pads. Then add macros, tone using an autofilter cutoff, snap using drum bus transients, dirt using saturator drive, air using an EQ high shelf, length using simpler decay. That's when tagging becomes playable. You stop browsing and you start performing your library. Step 7. Use mood tags as an arrangement tool. Old school DNB thrives on contrast and progression. You can keep the same MIDI and change the energy by swapping mood tags. Try a 64-bar approach. Bars 1 to 16, intro, dusty hats, filtered break, dirt snares low intensity. Bars 17 to 32, first drop, swap to crack snare and tight kick layers. Jump intensity from about 5 to 8. Bars 33 to 48, midsection. Bring in tribal perk call and response. Add rude accents every 4 bars as little shoutouts. Bars 49 to 64, second drop, switch tops from shuffly to crisp or airy, and maybe add a ringy snare layer very low for hype. Notice what happened. You didn't do more. You made better decisions faster because your tags already represent mix behavior. Common mistakes to avoid quickly. Don't tag soloed samples only. Context or it doesn't count. Don't create too many moods. 4 to 6 per instrument is usually plenty. Don't ignore loudness consistency. Level match when tagging or your ears will betray you. Don't print the audition chain into the original file. If you want processed versions, save variants separately, like dust or rude. And don't ignore tail length. At 170, tails are either controlled or chaos. Now a couple darker, heavier pro tips. Make a rude parallel resample lane. Route your drum rack to a new audio track. Add saturator in analog clip, then drum bus, then EQ 8 with a high pass around 35 Hz and a small dip around 250 Hz. This audio version is shortened for playback.